जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे कपि जनावल्लभ गिरिवर दाहरी कपि जनावल्लभ गिरिवर दाहरी यशोदा नंदना प्रज चनरन चना यशोदा नंदना प्रज चनरन चना यशोदा नंदना प्रज चनरन चना यमुना तीरा वनज हरी यमुना तीरा वनज हरी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय Prabhupada Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astataro Shri Shamad Divine Grace Shila Abhai Charanada Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki. ISKCON founder, BBT founder, Shila Prabhupada Ki. Anantakodi Vaishnav Vrindiki. Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Shila Vyasadev Ki. Guru Parampara Ki. Bhakti Vedanta Purports Ki. Natai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. So today marks the anniversary appearance of Lord Varahadev. So we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam in that respect. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I have a humble request that if you have your cell phone on, please switch it off. And when it comes to time to say the verse in response with other devotees, just please allow the senior devotees to recite the verse first. We have many senior devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam, a canto 7, canto 2, yeah, chapter 7, thank you. Okay, once again, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text Number 1. And the chapter is entitled Schedule Incarnations with Specific Functions. Brahmo Vacha Yatrod Yata Shiti Talod Taranaya Bibrat Krodim Tanum Sakala Yagnya Mahim Anantaha. Antar Mahanava Upagatam Adidaityam. Tam Dam Strayadrim Iva Vajradaro Tadara.
Brahma Vacha Yatrodhataksha क्षिपितल धरणाय विभ्रम तनुम सकल यज्ञमयी मनंत अंतर्महारणव उपागत आदिदैत्यम् दृष्टया त्रिमेव वज्रधरो ददार
अंतर्महर्णव उपागतमादिदैत्यम् त्रयाद्रिमिव वज्रधरो
माताजीस and the word for word. Brahma Uvacha. Lord Brahma said. Yatra. At that time. When? Udyata. Attempted. Shititala. The planet Earth. Udaranaya. For the matter of lifting. Bibhrat. Assumed. Kraudim. Pastimes. Tanum. Form. Sakala. Total. Yagyamayim. All-inclusive sacrifices. Tanum form. Oh, it says. Maybe there's a mistake in the word for word here. I'm just following this, right? I'll just follow this and maybe the BBT should correct this. Okay, just follow what I have to say. Tanam form. Sakala total. Yagyamayim. All inclusive sacrifices. That's correct. Ananta, the unlimited. Anta, within the universe. Mahārnave, the great Garbha ocean. Upāgatam, having arrived at. Adi, the first. Daityam, demon. Tam, him. Damsraya, by the tusk. Adrim, the flying mountains. Eva like Vajradhara, the controller of the thunderbolts. Tadara pierced. And the translation with the purport by His Divine Grace says, Se Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, you may repeat. Lord Brahma said, when the unlimited Lord, Power of the Lord, assumed the form of a boar, as a pastime, just to lift the planet Earth, which was drowned in the great ocean, of the universe, called the Garbhodaka, the first demon, Hiranyaksha, appeared. And the Lord pierced him with his tusk. And in our purport, since the beginning of creation, the demons and the demigods, or the Vaishnavas, are always the two classes of living beings to dominate the planets of the universes. Lord Brahma is the first demigod, and Hiranyaksha is the first demon in this universe. Only under certain conditions do the planets float as weightless balls in the air, and as soon as these conditions are disturbed, the planets may fall down in the Garbhodaka ocean, which covers half the universe. The other half is the spherical dome within which the innumerable planetary systems exist. The floating of the planets in the weightless air is due to the inner constitution of the globes and the modernized drilling of the earth to exploit oil from within is a sort of disturbance by the modern demons and can result in a greatly harmful reaction to the floating condition of the earth. A similar disturbance was created formerly by the demons headed by Hiranyaksha, the great exploiter of the gold rush, and the earth was detached from its weightless condition and fell down into the Garbhodaka ocean. The Lord is maintainer of the whole creation of the material world, therefore assumed the gigantic form of a boar with a proportionate snout. How do you pronounce that? Snout?
Snout.
Snout, correct. And picked up the earth from within the water of Garbhodaka. Sri Jayadev Goswami, the great Vaishnav poet, sang as follows. Vasanti dashana sikara dharani tavalagna shashini kalanka kaliva nimagna keshavadrita sukara rupa jaya jagadishahare. Quote, O Keshava, O Supreme Lord, who has assumed the form of a boar, O Lord, the planet Earth rested on your tusks, and it appeared like the moon engraved with spots. Such is the symptom of an incarnation of the Lord. The incarnation of the Lord is not the concocted idea of fanciful men, who create an incarnation out of imagination. The incarnation of the Lord appears under certain extraordinary circumstances, like the above mentioned occasion, and the incarnation performs a task which is not even imaginable by the tiny brain of mankind. The modern creators of the many cheap incarnations may take note of the factual incarnation of God as the gigantic ball with a suitable snout to carry the planet Earth. When the Lord appeared to pick up the earth, the demon of the name Hiranyaksha tried to create a disturbance in the methodical functions of the Lord, and therefore he was killed by being pierced by the Lord's tusk. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the demon Hiranyaksha was killed by the hand of the Lord. Therefore his version is that after being killed by the hand of the Lord, the demon was pierced by the tusk. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms this version. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ajnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada did speak in several talks about the appearance of Lord Varahadev. And in one particular talk in Bhubaneswar in January of 1977, he gives a very nice explanation. I'll just read it. It's wonderful, actually. I've just edited it because it was very lengthy. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada says, Ramadi Mutti Shukala Niyamena Tistam. Krishna, the original person, he is taking various forms. So this Rama means enjoyment. So Krishna's enjoyment, it does not mean Krishna has appeared as the boar, he is suffering. Everything is ananda chinmaya ras pratibhavitabhis. And Srila Prabhupada gave a nice example of this in various other talks. He said sometimes there's a big man, and he gave the example of the Prime Minister Gladstone, who was a former Prime Minister in the early days of England. So one time one important person who had an appointment with Prime Minister Gladstone came on the scheduled time for the appointment. And then the assistant to the Prime Minister said, no, you have to wait, he's very busy. See? So 1 hour went past, and the man who came for the appointment was getting a little bit impatient. So he noticed that the door of the Prime Minister's main office was slightly open. See? So he went to that door and he saw through the slightly opened gap that Prime Minister Gladstone was on the floor, you know, like a horse, you know, with his two hands making up the two front legs of the horse. Amen. And on top of his back was his grandson. And then Prabhupada makes the words, and his grandson was saying, "Hut, hut, hut, hut." Like that. And Prabhupada said that, just see this big man, has he really become a horse? No. But out of affection, he has become a horse to enjoy the affection of his grandson. See? And Prabhupada gives this wonderful example in relation to Varahadev. You will find in the Das Avatar Stotra by Jayadev Goswami, including in this particular verse and including the purport, Srila Prabhupada uses the word Krishna assumed. What's the word? Assumed. It's a very important word. Yeah. Assumed means an assumption. An assumption means it may happen, but it doesn't lose its original nature. Yeah. So similarly, the Prime Minister Gladstone, he assumed the form of a horse, but it doesn't lose his original nature of that position of the Prime Minister, because he still has to meet the man who came to visit him in the position of the Prime Minister. Same thing with Varahadev. Very amazing example Prabhupada gave in that way. So it is important. We briefly heard in like one sentence this morning during the announcements by His Holiness Bhakti Anugrah Janardhan Swami that Krishna is the origin of everything. And therefore all 8 million, Prabhupada used to say in another place about Varahadev, all 8,400,000 species of life is within the Supreme Lord. He's the origin of everything. Yeah. So therefore this particular appearance of the Lord in the form of a boar is not just called Sukara. It's called Adi Sukara. The original form of a boar. See? But this original form of a boar is completely transcendental. It is completely spiritual in that sense. So now we'll describe how it is completely transcendental and spiritual. Krishna has three bodily features. Excuse me. One is called a Swayam Rupa, and that is his original feature as a coward boy in Vrindavan. The subordinate feature to Swayam Rupa is called Tadegatma Rupa. And Tadegatma Rupa is divided into two features, which is called Swamsaka and Vilas. Now, there's a third feature called Avesh Rupa, but let's stick to these two features of Tadekatma Rupa, which is Swamsaka and Vilas. Now this Swamsaka means, we can understand Swayam Rupa, Krishna is the coward boy. Yeah. Samsaka means expansions of the nature of a personal potency. Just like if Krishna wants to expand his Nisshingadev, he expands from his personal potency as Nisshingadev on the basis of being the anger feature of the Lord. But it's still Krishna in the form of the anger feature, which is Nisshingadev. So this Swamsaka means the expansion of a personal potency. Excuse me. And that has two features also. The first feature is the three Vishnus. Kapadakshaya, Karanakshaya and Shiradakshaya Vishnu. And the second feature of this potency is the incarnations of particularly Varahadev, Matsya, and Kurma, and Nisinga. It's quite interesting. It's a special potency coming up from the Lord. Now, this Aveshrupa I'll discuss at the end. The Aveshrupa is basically an associate of the Lord who's an empowered personality, who's a Shakta Avesh, avatar. And that is our Srila Prabhupada. He is not a regular Uttama Bhagavata, or Uttama Adhikari. No. He's more than that. He comes from the Avesh Rupa. Because you get many people through sadhana bhakti become Uttama Bhagavats and Mahabhagavats, but not Srila Prabhupada, which we'll discuss later on. So this is the form of the Ba. Swamsaka. It's actually Krishna himself taking this form out of affection for Bhumi. Out of affection for Bhumi. More out of affection for Bhumi rather than killing Hiranyaksha. Rather than killing Hiranyaksha. So how is Bo pure? Srila Prabhupada in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto 137, I'm going to read this. The indication is that for each and every incarnation of the personality of Godhead, the particular function executed is also mentioned. There cannot be any incarnation without a particular function, and such functions are always extraordinary. They are impossible for any living being to perform. The incarnation of the boar was to take the earth out of Pluto's, Rasatala's region, of filthy matter. Picking up something from a filthy place is done by a boar. And the all-powerful personality of God had displayed this wonder to the asuras, who had hidden the earth in such a filthy place. There is nothing impossible for the personality of Godhead. And although he played the part of a boar, again, assumed, played the part of a boar, by the devotees he is worshipped, staying always in a transcendence. It's quite amazing, Srila Prabhupada in a Radha Ashtami lecture in Montreal, he gives a very nice example of how Varahadev is pure. Yeah. The example of the sun, and there's some Sanskrit two words, Apapa Vidham, which is also mentioned in Sri Ishupanishad. Yeah. So pap means sin, and apap means antiseptic or contrary to sin. See? And Vidham, Apapa Vidham indicates that the sun, by extending its rays, which is its potency, can purify even a filthy place and still remain pure. And Prabhupada says, that is Varahadev. Can go to those nether regions which is in English called Pluto or Rasatala, can pick up the earth from this filthy place and still remain pure. And then Srila Prabhupada says about Varadev that, not only that, even a person who is contaminated, person who is fully contaminated, when Krishna associates with that person, Krishna does not become contaminated. Rather, the person who is contaminated becomes purified by the association of Krishna. And he said, that is Krishna consciousness. And he said, when we chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And how pure his bow, Varadev. When Krishna played his flute, practically at the beginning of creation, that flute entered into the heart of, the vibration of the flute entered into the heart of who?
Brahma.
Lord Brahma. But that vibration of the flute is the Gayatri Mantra, was sort of considered a consort of Krishna fully but partially of Brahma, because it touches both. And when Krishna played his flute, and that playing of the vibration of the flute, which is Gayatri, who existed before Brahma, therefore she is a consort of Krishna, and then touches Brahma to become a partial consort of Brahma. Therefore, in our sampradaya, we chant the Brahma Gayatri mantras when you get second initiated. So then Brahma received the Vedas like that by his inhalation, by his, he sort of breathed in the playing of the flute, which is Gayatri, and it enters into his whole consciousness. And when it entered into his whole consciousness fully, especially Brahma Gayatri, Prabhupada says in other purports like that, then when Brahma exhaled, who appeared? Varahadev. Varahadev. So when he exhaled, when Varahadev appeared, therefore Varahadev is so pure that he's the Vedas personified. Particularly, Prabhupada said, mainly the Varahadev is the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra. So now, a question was asked to Srila Prabhupada, one of his disciples. Sometimes they say that because Varahadev appeared from the nostrils of Brahma, now the nostril is not considered a clean place. But not Brahma's nostrils. That's pure. Because he becomes the agency through which Varahadev appears as the Vedas personified, and particularly Gayatri Mantra personified. Very wonderful. Prabhupada mentions this in another purport. Right there. And when that happens, then the question is asked, so Brahma, is he the father of Varahadev? Is it the father of Varahadev? And Srila Prabhupada immediately answered. He said, no. He said that when the sun rises from the eastern horizon, is the eastern horizon the mother of the sun? And the disciples said, no. He said, similarly, Varahadev may be appearing from Brahma, but Brahma is simply an agency, because the demigods were in anxiety, especially Brahma at the beginning of creation. You know, what's happening? Where's earth? You know, yeah. It's just nice, very nicely given by Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. Hmm. just looking at my notes here. How powerful is Varahadev? Not only Varahadev is powerful as a unit, as a form, but even parts or features of his form is so important also. So one feature is given in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 22, text 29 and 30. I'll read it for you in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Any place directly connected with the Supreme Lord is called Pitastana. By his mati, the capital of Swayambhuva Manu was exalted not because the city was very rich in wealth and opulence, but because the hairs of Lord Varaha fell at this very spot. Hair. Just a few strands of hair. These hairs of the Lord later grew as green grass, and the sages used to worship the Lord with that grass after the time when the Lord killed the demon Hiranyaksha. How transcendental that form is. Yajna means Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, karma is described as yagata. Yagata karma means work done only for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So you can imagine, just a few strands of hair becomes green grass, practically kusha grass, which the brahmanas use for yajna, in the capital of Swayambhuva Manu. And Prabhupada says that's the real opulence, not the royal opulence of kingly people in Bahismati of Swayambhuva Manu. Amazing. So I'll leave some time for any comments or questions, and then I'll conclude with another short and nice pastime of Srila Prabhupada in relation to Varahadev. It's a little unknown pastime, actually. Any comments or questions? We'd like to finish on time, end on time.
Why does the Lord appear in all the species of life? How do the animals know that He's the Lord?
Nice question. It's making me thoughtful to respond to your question. So give him back the microphone. Can you answer your own question?
That's why I'm asking you.
But maybe if you say something, it'll inspire me to give you an answer by answering your question.
Siddhi Narayana has announced this morning that the Lord appears in every species, 8,400,000 different species.
Then maybe give him the microphone.
So maybe explain how the Burma information is acting.
It's very difficult for the animals to figure out who is God, what to say. Human beings are finding it difficult to understand Krishna, what to say of these animals, to understand the Adi.
Adi Sukara.
The animal.
Adi Vara.
But it's like animals.
Yes. Nice. Can I just compliment his answer to answer your question now?
You're on
Okay. Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk in Mauritius. And while he was walking, one of the devotees, maybe at that time, is late now, but at that time he was known as Pushta Krishna Swami, he asked a question to Srila Prabhupada that when we chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Who benefits from that?
Everyone.
Who Who benefits from that? Give him the microphone.
Again?
Yes, Pancha Goda.
Everyone benefits.
So does that answer your question?
Oh, thank you.
In other words, the holy name is more powerful than the forms of Radha Krishna themselves. Oh yes. The holy name is more powerful. And Srila Prabhupada, right here in Krishna Balaram Mandir, he made it very clear that there should always be kirtan accompanying when the aarti is performed. He said the chanting of the holy names makes the aarti auspicious. In devotion. Makes it auspicious in devotion. Otherwise, just simply doing the aarti is maybe considered a ritualistic ceremony. See? That's why there's many people from birth they worship Radha and Krishna even at home. But until and unless they come to ISKCON and become a member of a practicing devotee in ISKCON, then they'll do kirtan and then continue to worship. Like that. So the holy name is more powerful than the forms of the Lord. Because it brings out the devotion of the pujaris and it brings out the devotion of those who are singing the holy name or chanting the holy name.
And the holy name is incarnation.
1 minute.
The holy name is also an incarnation.
The holy name is not an incarnation.
Is it? It's an incarnation.
It may be said like that, but Prabhupada says differently in other places. He wants to fight with me. We have a transcendental relationship. No, the holy name is an incarnation of the Lord in the sense of Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. In the sense that Krishna descends, not as an incarnation. Krishna descends as the form of the holy name. And that kind of incarnation is different from your scheduled incarnations from this chapter. That understanding must be there. When we say Kali Kala Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, this is Krishna Avatar. Krishna Avatar means it's a verb. It's a verb, it's not a noun. If it's a noun, then it's a regular incarnation like Matsya, Kurma, Varaha. If it's a verb, Krishna incarnates. It's a noun, so it's not a scheduled incarnation like that. Is that okay?
Goloka
Premadana.
Say that loudly, Maharaj.
Goloka Premadana Harinam.
Yes, the holy name descends from Goloka Vrindavan. It's a little bit different. It's a verb, it's not a noun. There's a difference there.
The name is Krishna, and Krishna is the name.
Good. Thank you very much. I have a... You should take...
I'm good.
Pancha Goda, you should take sannyas and you can support me. This is sannyasi is supporting me. Okay, just explain what the Varaha Ghat is. I haven't finished my explanation to your question yet. But say about Varaha Ghat quickly.
It says there that it is situated in the southwestern corner of Shri Vrindavan.
Yes.
On the old bank of Yamuna.
Yes.
At Varaha Ghat, Krishna manifested his form as a transcendental war.
Nice.
So there's not a lot of Varaha deities. There's one in Pushkar.
Okay.
And I was just going to say the analogy that you mentioned about Varaha Deva being transcendental, and then he went to the nether region to pick up.
To lift
earth.
Yeah, Prabhupada actually says something interesting about it. Prabhupada says, and Varaha Deva acted like a. He asked the devotee, what's that word, you know, when you take something, you know, like.
Lift.
And one devotee said, not lift. One devotee said, shovel. Yes, Prabhupada said, and Varaha Deva became like a shovel. And a shovel? This lifted up. He uses the word shovel. In one lecture in Elden, Los Angeles.
So, similarly, Srila Prabhupada, being a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, he went to the West to pick up the
the earth.
The earth. You pick up the devotees.
Within the earth planet.
More, yeah, let's compare it to the devotees or the,
yeah, nice,
the earth.
Yeah.
And wonderful. They do not get affected. And they all get purified. Like Buddha.
Thank you. It's a wonderful way. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Now I have a question from my previous explanation to Panchagoda Prabhu's nice question. The holy name is more powerful and more potent than the forms of the Lord. Who is more potent and more powerful than the holy name? Prabhu? It's kind of close, but it's too up there. I want it on the ground. The devotees of the Lord. Yes, thank you very much. The devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the holy name. Are more potent and powerful than the holy name. And the holy name is more potent and powerful than the forms of the Lord. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada said that the holy name does not come on its own accord like an Akashvani, you know, from the sky. No. The holy name only manifests itself when the devotees chant the holy name. So therefore they are more potent and more powerful. And this is a wonderful place here, you know, here, you know, originated and headed up, or not originated but stabilized and headed up by His Grace Ayendra Prabhu, that is 24-hour kirtan going on for so many years. So by His chanting and by His potency and by His hissing, it's still going on, and then the potency is carried to the current devotees who are chanting the holy name. So the chanters of the holy name are more powerful than the holy name, and the holy name is more powerful than the forms of the Lord. It's amazing. Amazing. I can take probably one more question or comment. There's a hand up here. I saw your hand up. 1 minute. His hand up was before you. Pass the microphone. No, no, this is here. This is the devotee with the garland in the back. You're a Dhamvasi, so I can always speak to you later, but I think he's probably visiting. What's your name?
Abraham.
Wow, you came out of the Bible. And you know, in the Muslim tradition is Ibrahim.
In the, when Prabhupada talks about the Mahadev pastime, he mentions that there's one happened in Manvantara, a different Manvantara incarnation. So I'm wondering if you could clarify that a little bit. Is this the same incarnation of Mahadev that picked up the earth planet and killed Mahadev, or are they different incarnations, or killed Hiranyaksha?
You really want to know to make it more, you could say, dynamic and interesting? Okay. Usually when Srila Prabhupada speaks about it, he speaks about two Varahadevas. And I'll read it for you. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.13.31, the actual verse itself. The Lord Boar very easily took the earth on His tusks and got it out of the water. Thus He appeared very splendid. Then His anger glowing like the Sudarshan wheel, He immediately killed the demon Hiranyaksha, although He tried to fight with the Lord. And in the purport by Srila Prabhupada, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Vedic literatures describe the incarnation of Lord Varaha in two different devastations, namely the Chakshusha devastation and the Swayambhuva devastation. We were discussing the Swayambhuva devastation today. This particular appearance of the boar incarnation actually took place in the Swayambhuva devastation, when all planets other than the higher ones, Jana, Maha and Satya, merged in the water of devastation. This particular incarnation of the boar was seen by the inhabitants of the planets mentioned above. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti suggests that the sage Maitreya amalgamated both the boar incarnations in different devastations and summarized them in his description to Vidura. Good so far? Now, in a letter to Jadurani, San Francisco, 16th March 1968, Srila Prabhupada writes in this letter, there are two boar incarnations. One is reddish and the other whitish. Varaha is the first. He is reddish, just like a boar. Lord Brahma was seeing from his plane, from his airplane. We okay? And just to make it more interesting, by Sanatana Goswami in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, chapter 2, no, part 2, chapter 4, text 155 to 157. You ready? The first Varaha appeared from Brahma's nostrils at the beginning of creation, lifted the earth, deposited it on the Garbha ocean, and then disappeared. This is number one. The second saved the earth from a partial flood of devastation, killed Hiranyaksha, and went to Swarga Loka. Two. The third, the embodiment of Vedic sacrifice, taught the methods of sacrifice, lifted the earth, spoke to her the Varaha Purana, and disappeared by his mystic power. Three. The fourth took the earth and made her even by grinding down the excessively large mountains with his sharp tusk. Number four. And number five. Well, that's the fourth. The earth then assumed the form of his consort, Varahi, enjoyed with him and gave birth to two sons. The fifth one. Then that Lord Varaha finally disappeared by merging into the form of Nishinka. This is from Brihat Bhagavatamrita. See, now why am I saying this? There's a sort of common aspect here. Varaha did not appear to kill Hiranyaksha. He only did it in this particular anniversary of his appearance today. But Varaha Dev appeared because he was affectionate to Bhumi, or Mother Earth, which is in three appearances here. See? And the fifth appearance, when he entered into Nishinga Dev, who appears first? Matsya, right? Then Kurma. Now Matsya is water, fish. Kurma is both water and fish. Varaha is land, but can enter transcendentally. And that aspect entered into Nishinga. You know? Not just fully amphibious, but half man, half land. So each incarnation is progressively better on a better species of life. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
I brought my notes for the questions.
I think you guys are working together, you and Abe.
Oh, we're working together.
Yeah, he asked the question. You had the answers right there.
Okay. There was another hand up in the front. 1 second. Prabhu. He's a nice devotee here. All right. Can we take your question first? Give him the microphone. But can you ask the question precisely without giving like a history around it?
Connecting with the Janardana, this Paradeva brought. It is just after the hospital.
Okay, where's the Bhaktivinoda hospital and hospice? Just after that, you ask anyone where's Varaha Ghat, you'll get to that.
You can see very beautiful new red stone, huge big.
Very beautiful reddish deity.
Near the banyan tree.
You can take advantage of that today.
There he say it is one Sanigrashila which Brahma brought there of Varaha.
Okay, 1 second. If everybody wants to go there and get the pastime, can you follow him? Where will you be?
Maya.
Yogamaya. He's under Yogamaya to explain the past entry. Pass the microphone there. That's why I said, you won't finish. I know you won't finish. What's your question?
The book of Srila, the translation of Srila Prabhupada, I understand, he say the universe is carrying karma, not the ocean. The ocean is the filthy water of the emanation of Mahavishnu.
Thank you very much.
We can check it from
you. Thank you very much. Garbhodaka means the universe.
The web of the universe.
Yes, and Garbhodaka also means that Garbhodaka ocean, which the universe is covered half into water. Okay. Thank you very much. Italy comes to Vrindavan.
He's Italian.
Can we take the question from him? What's your name? Hold it close, please, Gaur Nataraj Prabhu. Yeah, hold it close, the microphone, yeah.
Just to mention a point that the holy name cannot manifest of itself, that it always depends on the devotees of the Lord to
the chant of the holy name,
yes.
The devotees, yes.
And just recently, and this is...
Can you hold it even closer, yeah?
This is a story which Jayendra Prabhu shared several times. How he was once paralyzed by the mystical power of a tantric, which was in front of the temple, showing mystical power.
Who is the person you're speaking about?
Ayendra
Prabhu, okay.
And he was once paralyzed by the mystic power of a tantric.
Yes.
So he could not move his body, could not even move his tongue.
Yes.
And he said that at that time, then out of the ether, out of space, the holy name manifested itself and freed him from the powers of this tantric. And he explained his realization that the holy name is a dependent and there's not even a need of a tongue and a chanter for the holy name to manifest.
I'm not sure about that.
I've not realized it. I'm just sharing a story.
So maybe that's a personal realization of Ayendra Prabhu, but Shastrically, I'm not sure about that from the Shastra. Because the holy name is manifest by the chant of the holy name, and that's Ayendra himself. If he had some special dispensation, like an Akashvani from the sky, that voice comes from somebody also. Even when Kamsa was receiving his Akashvani, somebody, some person said that. But you may not see the person, but you may hear the voice. Are we good? Are we good?
No.
Understand, we are not Mayavadis or impersonalists, that some impersonal voice will come. The voice belongs to a person. You may not see the person, but you may hear the voice. Are we good?
Can I share one point?
No. Are we good so far?
Yes.
Yeah. Because if you quote somebody, I want the complete story. So you are giving me a partial story of Ayendra Prabhu. He meant well in what he said, but I need to know what the full story is. The full movie, not the partial part. There may be more to that than what you are saying. See? Are we okay? Wait. One second. We good so far? Yeah. Now, coming to conclude, I want to conclude. It's best, right? Otherwise, we go. Yeah. When I explain the five Lord Varhas to this nice devotee's question, Abraham, I'll read something from there, which is not. It is in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, but it's not in Prabhupada's purport. But Prabhupada speaks about it. Okay? I want to conclude with that. In one part, Srila Prabhupada says, the Brihat Bhagavatamrita says, the fourth Varahadev took the earth and made it even by grinding down the excessively large mountains with his sharp tusks. Okay? So I just want to conclude with that. This is interesting. It's actually a room conversation on July 15, 1971 in Los Angeles. Yeah. So Prabhupada just came back from New Vrindavan, which is West Virginia. And West Virginia is known for its rolling hills. You know, it's like one hill is rolling after another. It's like, it's quite high, those hills in West Virginia. So Prabhupada was carrying that consciousness, and he was in the Los Angeles temple in 1971. So in the conversation with the devotees, Prabhupada was saying something like, you have seen hills or mountains, and they're like full of rocks, and you know, rocks high. Some hills are just rocks. There's no trees on them, like that. And then Prabhupada says, this is due to lightning. This is due to lightning. He said sometimes when they want to bring that hill down of rocks, then mechanically or artificially speaking, they use dynamite to flatten it. Use dynamite. So Prabhupada was giving that. But Prabhupada said there's nature's way. And nature's way means these hills are broken down by lightning and gradually they become like level land. Level land in that sense. There's no height to it. There's no valleys and so forth. Yeah. So Prabhupada says generally this lightning is accompanied by a thunderbolt. And when the thunderbolt hits the hills, then it can flatten the hills. And he was remembering New Vrindavan and the West Virginia hills. Like that. And then Prabhupada just added, he said, when Varahadev killed that Hiranyaksha, this example is death. Just like the lightning thunderbolt shatters the hills, immediately Varahadev broke this giant, this big giant. Prabhupada doesn't just use the word giant. In his way of English, he says, and then this Varahadev, by his lightning striking, you know, thunderbolt or lightning striking, like that, immediately he broke, not just giant, Prabhupada uses, he immediately broke this big giant into pieces and flattened him. So you can see the consciousness of Srila Prabhupada, wherever he goes, the incarnations go with him. In a simple room conversation in Los Angeles, he's remembering hills of New Vrindavan and he's remembering Varahadev, of how he flattened the hill, you know, sort of this big giant, Hiranyakashipu. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Thai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.